A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 16th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubin.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Africa's showcase, the African Cup of Nations.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Can also rally behind also South Africa.
Personally, I'm betting Ghana.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Africa Nations Cup 2015 edition.
Equatorial Guinea will kick off the Africa Cup of Nations on Saturday, only 2 months after stepping in as host. Original host Morocco had asked to postpone the event because of their fears over Ebola, but their play was rejected by the Confederation of African Football.
Of course, the opening match of the 30th edition of the finals will feature the home country against Congo from around 4 p.m. GMT. And of course, 3 hours later, Burkina Faso, the land of the free, will meet Gabon. That is also a clash of the titans of West African countries. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Wonguka hamadzadiwa nasi, tirauti tinge chitaura nizwe makwikwi Africa Nations Cup ari kutanga iwo ku Equatorial Guinea mangwana. Tirakunzwa kuti semaonero enyu ndechipi chikwata chichasimudza mukombe iwoyu. Tiri kuona kuti kuchamhembe kweAfrica kune nyika dzakaita seZambia neSouth Africa. Nigeria iyo yakasimudza mukombe uyu makore mana apfuura haiko. Yakakundwa iyo muchikwata change chine South Africa. Saka nekudaro vateereri tirakunzwa kwamuri kuti muri kuona sei iyo mitambo iyo iGibbs.
Yebakombe Zulu lingali chola njani. Siyakwazi kuti namhlanje it was a Friday kodwa ke singakahlukani kwalamhlanje yakasikhulumene ngomdlalo wenguqu webhola phela. Yes, siyakwazi ukuthi kule Africa Cup of Nations ekhona khona ngale eGuinea. Sikhuluma nje kulama groups asekhona, kulo group A ole Equatorial Guinea, Burkina Faso, Gabon, Congo, ngakunjalo. Kuzobuya ke ugroup B kule Zambia, Tunisia, Cape Verde, DRC, Congo. Sokubuya ke ugroup C, Ghana, Algeria, South Africa and Senegal. Sokubuya ke ugroup D, Zulandaba. Ulo Ivory Coast, ule Mali, ule Cameroon, layo ke iGuinea. So lithini ke ngemdlalo leyi libona zani ezanqoba khonapho ku group yokuqala yipi njalo ezadla phansi yipi. So asikhulumeni Zulandaba sibone singayenzani. Yes, Chovin Foyt.
We have our first guest, that is a sports analyst, Momoyo. Momoyo played in Zimbabwe at the highest level, that is at the Premier League level. Mo, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you for joining us. The last time I was supporting Brazil to lift the World Cup. But as we know now, it did not end well after it was hammered 7-1 by the Germans.
Exactly.
And this time, I will not shy from making a prediction. And I will tell you the team that I will be supporting later on. But spoiler alert, I hope...
Oh, my goodness.
South Africa will make it.
So, Momoyo, I think you know what this guy means. If he says South Africa is going to make it. Last time he made this prediction, and today he's making a preemptive strike against you, right? So his prediction didn't go well. Last time, eh?
Yes, Gibbs, how are you?
No, I'm very fine. How is it, Mo?
I'm very well, boss.
Right, so tell us what you think about the AFCON 2015.
I think it's going to be a very interesting tournament. If you see the players that Senegal are bringing and the way they are scoring, I think we are going to enjoy this tournament. Ivory Coast, the Bonnies, the Jevinos of this world, they are doing very well. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting tournament. And very good for the fans, because, you know, fans want goals. I can see goals coming there.
And, of course, Zimbabwe is not there. Are you surprised at all? And I think Zifa went on to dissolve the national team, as it were, and saying that they will start to build with the under-23s. What is your take on Zimbabwe's absence and also the new strategy to focus on the youth?
Really, I'm not surprised by the absence of Zimbabwe. The preparations were obviously very poor. There was no sponsorship for the national team, and the setup itself, especially the technical team, was not very impressive. So I was not surprised. I'm very disappointed, though. I was disappointed even before we did not qualify, because I knew we were not going to qualify. And I think this idea of bringing in youth, the under-23s, I think it's a good idea. If we manage to keep the teams competitive, the under-23s competitive, playing matches here and there to build their confidence and also to build combinations, I think we'll have a good future.
Thank you so much, Mo. And I think, Gibbs, we have our second guest.
Yes, our second guest is Mr. Kenneth Ndebele. He's the PSL chief executive. Mr. Ndebele, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. What program is this one, sir?
Yeah, lapha sikhuluma ke ngenkomitsho ye AFCON phela baba. Ungakhohlwa konoko. Anti uhasti kona kusasa. Yeah, so kunjalo ke Kenneth. So anti wena vele ibhora ulazi kakhulu kakhulu. So sibona ukuthi nguwo omnandi kakhulu ukuthi sitoke lawe phela mnumzana.
Hayi, kulungile, sizaxoxa ukuthi mfunguzo kuthiwa sengikhuluma la.
Yeah, so kunjalo baba. So what do you think about AFCON 2015?
Well, it's a premier, it's our own premier competition, so we expect it to be exciting and everyone will be looking forward to a very successful competition in terms of hosting. And hopefully we'll see a good tournament.
And of course, we asked our other guest, Mo Moyo, about Zimbabwe's absence. And Zifa has said it wants to focus on the youths. And obviously, you are a football administrator yourself. Do we have enough firepower in the Premier Soccer League? I'm talking about the juniors to make sure that Zimbabwe qualifies next time, Mr. Ndebele.
Well, it's not only about getting youth to go and participate in this competition. Remember, we have got youth tournaments. CAF has got youth tournaments from the under-17s up to the under-23s.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot say we can't qualify because we don't have youth. We mm-hmm. must qualify because we properly prepare for the competition. Mm-hmm. And we have programs that are in place to be ready to participate and conquer Africa.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ndebele. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the 2015 edition of the Africa Nations Cup. Of course, there are notable absences, players that we thought will be there. For example, there is Demba Ba. Demba Ba was omitted by the Senegalese coach. Of course, the Senegalese coach, that is Alain Guirec, had plenty of options in, for example, Papisse Demba Cisse, Mame Biriam Diouf of Stoke City, Sadio Mane of Southampton, and Fenerbahce's Moussa Sow. All these are going to play for Senegal. So no wonder why Demba Ba is not in that side. There's also Vincent Enyema from Nigeria is regarded as one of, if not the best goalkeeper in Africa. But of course, Nigeria was knocked out. And there's also Didier Drogba of Ivory Coast. He's not going to this tournament because he has retired from international football, although he's still applying his trade for English giants, Chelsea. And of course, there's Kwadwo Asamoah of Ghana. He's out because he was injured. And of course, lastly, there's Mehdi Benatia of Morocco. He's not playing because Morocco did not want to be host, fearing Ebola, and it was subsequently disqualified. Gibbs.
Talking about age, Blessing, mm-hmm. we know that TP Mazembe and TRC Congo goalie Robert Mutepa Kaidiaba mm-hmm. is the oldest player at the Orange Africa Cup of Nations.
Mm-hmm.
And then the veteran will celebrate his 39th birthday mm-hmm. on February 1, 2015. Third choice Cameroon goalie Pierre-Sylvain Aboko mm-hmm. is the youngest player at the championship. The captain of the Cameroon under-17 team turned 17 on January 27, mm-hmm. 2015. Now, however, the record for the oldest and youngest player remains intact. Egyptian Hosan Hassan was the record for the oldest player. That is 39 years, 5 months, and 24 days.
Mm-hmm.
While Gabonese Chiva Star and Zigo,
mm-hmm.
I hope I pronounced it right,
mm-hmm.
holds the record for youngest player. That is 16 years,
mm-hmm.
2 months, and 30 days.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we also want to look at their past winners as we go. In 2012, that is the last tournament that was played. It was, of course, the final pitted Zambia and Ivory Coast, right? And Nigeria, the current holders, right, Mo?
Yeah, in Nigeria, that was, yeah. That Nigeria, was the, 2013. Yeah.
2013.
The winners, yes.
And of course, Zambia has also won the tournament. That is in 2012.
Yes.
After beating Ivory Coast. Then in 2010, it was Angola won, Egypt. Okay, I think we have to come back to this otherwise.
No, that was Egypt. Egypt were the winners.
Actually. Egypt were the winners.
Yes.
And then 2008.
Egypt 2006 mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then Tunisia 2004, Cameroon 2002, again mm-hmm. Cameroon 2000.
Okay.
When you go through your list,
mm-hmm.
in Southern Africa, we can only see
mm-hmm.
Zambia and South Africa.
Zambia and South Africa only.
Only, nothing else.
The rest have not. I think that's a point that we need to mm-hmm. discuss more. Why is Southern Africa struggling?
Really, if you look at Southern Africa,
mm-hmm.
the representation at the Nations Cup, we do not have players playing abroad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of our players play local.
Mm-hmm.
If we have players playing abroad, there are a few.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa, I think they managed to win that because first and foremost they were the worst,
mm-hmm.
and they also had quite a good representation abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at South Africa now,
mm-hmm.
They've got a very few number of foreign players
And of course, they are playing very well. They have a 9-match unbeaten run going since the new coach came in. Uh-huh. But I don't think they will stand the heat uh-huh. when it comes to the Nations Cup, because now we are talking about teams that have more than 16 players who are playing in Europe. Uh-huh. So, you know, Europe has got the highest level of football. Uh-huh. So I think that's the major... problem why Southern Africa does not have so many winners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Omo. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngizakubalela okunye lapha Mnumzana Ndebele ingakakubuza umbuzo. So it says the most useful AFCON ever. Of the 368 players present in Equatorial Guinea, only 26 are over 30 years. And 21 are less than 20 years. In summary, 321 of the players present in Bata, Malabo, APN, and Mangomo are between 20 and 30 years. So in summary, most of the participating teams have gone for youthful squads compared to previous editions. Which one could go Mnumzana Ndebele?
Ngibonani ikukhangelele ukuthi ibhola lethu vele leAfrica fine qale ezingathi nawe development. Ngivumela la bathu khulunywa ngumomo ukuthi ama players marutshana adlala emazweni avele nqa etsuka lapha ufanele suke vele sefundile ibhola eselidlala ukuzwayo ukuthi nqa evele 16 ebese umuntu osekhangelele ukuthi 17 uyadlala kumnyaka o1 ebese hamba kayedlala emazweni aphezulu akudlala ibhola kakhulu. So khona ukuthi sesilabafana abancane abadlala kumnyaka leyo ebalayo kanye ukuthengisa ukuthi kulama amazwe amaningi alenhlelo ezikhangelele ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo. Njalo kukhe kwaba loduko kulaba asebekhulile ngabona sebengani yona inkezo ye-Afrika akabayikhangeli njengenkezo eqakathekileyo, kuyabe sokuhlutshwana ngezimali langaphi langaphi. Ngibonangani-ke abakhokhelayo sebekunanzelele ukuthi kungangcono uhambe abasakhulayo abasafuna ukuthi bazakale kulalaba abalamabizo asesazakale. Njengobona iminyaka eminingi bebevele benganqobi labo bevele bebuye bele abakhulu bona esibabona bedlala kwamanye amazwe.
So Mr. Ndebele is saying that basically what the teams are doing is they want new names to participate in, you know, some of these games. Mm-hmm. Because they are very important games and youngsters can actually showcase whatever they have, you know.
Mm-hmm. And of course, Egypt has won this tournament more than any other African side. Mm-hmm. Egypt won a record 5 times. So that is in 2010, that was Egypt. In 2008, it was Egypt again. 2006, it was Egypt. That is 3 times in a row there. And then, of course, in 1986, they won the tournament. And lastly, in 1957, Egypt lifted that cup. Egypt obviously is missing at this tournament. Were you surprised?
Yes. No, I was not surprised. You know, mm-hmm. Egypt has been going through a lot politically.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And because of that, so many things happened. You know, they suspended their league, mm-hmm. and that has affected the way the national team would play. Mm-hmm. You know, I was actually surprised that Al actually managed to win the CAF mm-hmm. Champions League about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. even without a league. Mm-hmm. And for them to really qualify for the Champions Africa Nations Cup, it would have been a miracle.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So we know that there are certain teams that have been participating consistently mm-hmm. at the AFCON, you know, blessing. So Tunisia is the only team to have participated at the final tournament and mm-hmm. all 8 successive appearances since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And then again since 2000, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana and Zambia have contested in 7 championships.
Mm-hmm.
South Africa, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Mali and Senegal mm-hmm. have made 6 appearances. Then Algeria and DRC Congo, 5. Then Guinea, 4. Gabon, 3. Cape Verde, Congo, and Equatorial Guinea, 1 each. Mm-hmm. But there's a name that is missing all along.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe, you know?
Unfortunately, Zimbabwe qualified only on two occasions, but they did not go far.
What's the cause? Why is Zimbabwe doing such things? Mr. Ndebele? Mr. Ndebele, are you there? Why is Zimbabwe not featuring at all these tournaments?
I think we're having problems with that. Yeah, maybe let's go to what people are saying on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. We have Peter who says, it's a bit disturbing to watch other nations competing for the colorful Continental Cup when ours is at home. The Warriors are a good squad, but I think their poor showing in the last run up to the AFCON can be attributed to a myriad of factors, where Zifa administration and lack of political will by our government are the major ones. Maybe Mr. Tsvangirai will bring back the lost glory to sports and other facets of the economy. Sinyarua says, it's a shame, but we will be following the events. Mm-hmm. And then we have Nelson who says, we are broke. Those who help themselves to destroy our economy are penniless. This country needs new people and new leadership, new investors. ETC, Kana Kumbonyara, Magetsi, zero. Nelson is talking about the economic crisis there and adds, as long as the current Zifa administration is at the helm of that organization, we must not expect anything positive to come out of our beloved Warriors. Cuthbert Dube's administration is breaking the hearts of many soccer lovers. What disappoints me is that they don't want to do the noble thing of admitting that they have failed. That is Brian in Johannesburg. And then Tulani says, the Warriors know no war. Hmm. Olamu says Zimbabwe has got a strong team to watch AFCON. So you'll be saying you've got a strong team to be spectators. Jabu, anotie tasapota South Africa. Tasapota South Africa ne Zambia. Sifas anotie tinotenda kuva pamwe dai South Africa ne Zambia dzikakunda pa AFCON. Petronella says, I am excited about AFCON. We'll be watching the cream of Africa. Ronald says, my Warriors are a bunch of losers. It's better to watch Barclays Premier Soccer League than support them. I think our sports minister must dissolve the current Zifa leadership, which is causing a lot of problems to our Warriors. Only a former footballer can have a good leadership to this association. Worried Warriors supporter in Mashingo. And Noah anotie ndozva zviri zvingada kunaka kubhora nyika ichishupika here zvakarema shamwari dzangu. Edmo says, it roars into life. Yes, tomorrow without the Zimbabwe Warriors are blaming the Zifa administration for gross administration and rampant corruption. The team was disbanded, but the root cause remains in office, thereby refusing the intended achievements. All football stakeholders need a holistic approach towards reaching the best goal and the result, which I believe the whole association needed an overhaul, Gibbs.
So let's go to Mr. Ndebele briefly, because I've got only one person who sent a message. Let's take a caller first, then we'll go to Mr. Ndebele. What do you think? Yeah, Mr. Ndebele, are you back?
Mr. Ndebele.
Yes, I'm back.
Yeah, tell me, Mr. Ndebele, what will it take for the Warriors to participate at such events? No, this is a very big, big kind of tournament.
We have to plan for this major event. As it is, we host the CAF, Africa of Nations is hosted twice biannually. So from now, we should be, after these finals, be preparing for the next final. We can't be thinking of the finals when we have received a fix. So there's need for planning.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much, and stay on the line, Mr. Ndebele.
Regai tiende kune mterero redu. Innocent, mkoma Innocent, makadi. Mkoma Innocent? Naria mkoma Innocent, inengiri kuti netsei Gibbs.
I think we've got a message on Facebook from Bengai who says, I am truly supporting Bafana Bafana, come rain, come thunder. Mr. Momoyo, what do you think? Bafana Bafana?
Unfortunately, I sympathize with Bafana Bafana, but I'm not supporting them. I support Cameroon.
Which team are you supporting?
He says Cameroon.
Cameroon.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm supporting Cameroon. I think I watched quite a number of their matches when they were the qualifiers. And there's quite a lot of teamwork. And I'm sure with the fact that now Samuel Eto'o is no longer there, the team is actually going to do better because I think these guys can be united by themselves. They don't need Samuel Eto'o to do better. So I think Cameroon is going to do it. South Africa, I sympathize with them. And knowing that they are in the group of death, that the group C, it's almost impossible for them to come out of that group. If they do come out of that group, then the sky will be the limit for them.
That's very true. Of course, I think we can safely say group C is the group of death because you have Ghana there. You have Algeria, South Africa, and Senegal. Senegal has a number of players playing their trade in various European countries. And they have got a very good side. Ghana, you know, historically, it has been performing very well. But, so it will be difficult for South Africa, really.
Mr. Ndebele, what do you think about South Africa's chances? Are they going to do anything good?
Yeah, they are there because of good performance, so we should expect them to play well, as well as they've been playing. I suppose they've got the advantage of the way their league is organized. But I suppose they've got youngsters who want to prove a point. They might surprise people who thought Zambia were going to beat Cote d'Ivoire in the last edition, so in the previous edition. So I think South Africa also stand a chance. They've got the resources, they're well funded, so it's not an issue of bonuses and arguments and AFAs being a difficult thing for them to travel.
But they're in a very tight corner, right? Ghana, Algeria, Senegal. Those three teams can really play, man. What do you think?
Yeah, but we're saying Egypt has won the cup five times. These teams, when Egypt was winning five times, so I suppose it is just a question of 11 versus 11, and concentration. I'm not saying I'm a staunch Bafana supporter, but they've done well since Sheikh Mashaba took over. So.
And
I think they've got the confidence.
I agree with you there. You know, this is soccer. You never know. Mkoma Innocent wanengu wadzoka. Mkoma Innocent makadi.
Nesimba mnufara ire.
Aywa, tiripo. Muruku wana sei makwikwi afko na rutanga mangwana.
Makwikwi amikara dote. Anenge asina umira shakanaka. Kasi ini zangu nchinia ya nduku ngo sapote wafunga isi ambi ya nukuti ya isi. Takarwadzwa zvikuru nekuchiwa kwatakatwa neTanzania kanyika kadugudugu chaizvo kubva kuchitangawo kuchamba nhapo atinosasatambodzwa nechinyika chakafanana ichocho
saka
murungu zvakatishungurudza zvisingaiti zvototi chakada kuzoto kana kusitapota kwacho hakwava kutotenetsa zvisingaiti
chii chiri kukonzera kuti maWarriors haatatari
makatarisa kugorova masumudzira angaita national team yedu anga aigona zvisingaiti asi nyaya dzemarches ndo dzakazviringidza zvinhu zvese
Aiwa, yeah. Aiwa, tinoti saka muri kuti Zambia ndo ya muri kufunga kuti ingangohwina.
Zambia ndofunga sezvo iro neighboring country ndo yaita kuti ngosupporta asi kuti hatidi nohwina zvedu but hapana inga tingasupporte kuchibvunze kweiyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Mukoma Innocent nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda.
Mukoma Chris, rambai zvenyu muri parunare, Mr. Ndebele and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line. But for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But remember, we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And we are also on YouTube. Gibbs.
This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Lalelani Sibili Ngaika Chana. Lalele Uti Sitinikuna Hapa. Stay tuned.